This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The case against Sean Diddy Combs continues to get more bizarre and darker by day and by the allegation and by the lawsuit as more of them continue to come flowing in. This last week, more of them did, and the age number on the allegations continues to get a little bit lower. Now we're to 10-year-olds a 10-year-old who's now an adult, an aspiring rapper years ago in, I believe it was 2005, going to an audition and then claiming that they were sexually assaulted by Diddy. It's a John Doe. That the boy was drugged and sexually assaulted after being left alone with Combs. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We knew the allegations against adults and all that. Not that it makes it that much better. But now we got the kid allegations coming in and the numbers keep getting lower, by the week. What's your take on this, as a psychotherapist and what we might be dealing with here in terms of Diddy and if these allegations are true?
Yeah, it's hard to know what's true and what's not at this point. Certainly, it's a situation where people can come forward and make false claims, so we don't want to be, completely unreasonable about it. But it does sound like, again, this is somebody that has no boundaries and is willing to do just about anything to anybody where they have a sense of power and control. And that's not common with perpetrators. Well, they'll jump around this much in age. It can happen.
Let's talk about that for a moment, because obviously, yes, these are allegations. We do have a pattern of behavior of abusing other people, that's for sure. We're starting to see a pattern here, if they're true, of it being younger people as well. But like you said, and I'm not trying to defend Diddy in any way, shape, or form, but this is such a high-profile case. There's so many people that have been around this man. Inevitably, you're going to have false accusations mixed in here with the real ones. How do we go about determining, or how do the courts go about determining what's real, what's not? I mean, a lot of times in sexual assault cases, there isn't a lot of evidence other than he said, she said.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a nightmare for everyone, but you have to look for corroborating information in some way. Was this discussed with, a therapist in years past who can come forward and testify? Were other people witnesses? I mean, they have to try to find something, and often they just don't.
Yeah, it's going to have to go beyond I have a photo with him at an event, because a lot of people have photos with him at an event. And it doesn't mean that he sexually assaulted every single one of them. But likely some, if we're to believe, what is going on here. And another accusation coming in, this one from a 17-year-old, during an audition for Making the Band, allegedly. The teen claims he was coerced into performing oral sex on Diddy and a bodyguard. We keep hearing the bodyguards being mixed into this as well. Are you surprised by that when we're talking about the profile of a predator? Do they often bring in their close people to them? I mean, a bodyguard would be close to a celebrity because they're with them all the time. It's not like most of us have experience with bodyguards in relationships, but it can be a tight bond. I mean, this person's there to protect you. Is this common where it's like, hey, come on, enjoy my horrible world over here with me?
Yeah, I think you've used the term the hedonism cult, or I'd say it's a sex cult.
Yeah.
And it does seem like the people surrounding him were going along with it and were validating the behavior. So I'm sure when he made choices about who was accepted into his inner circle, it was going to be people who would go along with things, validate things, and maybe even participate in things.
Was it a valid? Yeah, go ahead. continue.
I was just going to say, I guess anybody can be a bodyguard. It's not like there's a, you know, a state license to be a bodyguard or something where your ethics are regulated. So any character that would come forward and fit his needs could probably be roped into that.
Was this a validating thing for Diddy, or was this more of a, I'm going to have you do the same thing I'm doing, so you're just as incriminating as I am. And if anyone comes to talk or they want you to be a witness, you did the same things and you're going to be just as punished as I am. I mean, that seems to be kind of more of like the strategic route that Diddy would take, knowing what we know about
him. Yeah, that's, I think you're nailing that Machiavellianism trait. It's like everything is strategic, everything is planned, and that makes sense.
Let's talk about the parents of the people. I'm not trying to victim blame or anything here, but because I think it'd be easy to be a parent in this situation and think, this is wonderful. Diddy, this person my child looks up to, he's a superstar. He's been super successful. And at the time, you have to understand what the image of Diddy was back then. It was very positive. I mean, this guy was showing up on Nickelodeon children's shows doing little bits. No one was looking at him as a predator, at least not in the mainstream. Yeah. And suddenly it's Diddy's interested in you as a rapper, as whatever the hell he's interested in you for professionally. Let's talk about that for a minute, about how that can blind parents sometimes. You want the best for your kids, and this is like the pinnacle of like, oh my God, not many people are in that situation where a superstar thinks you have talent and wants to help you get there. I mean, that's beyond anything local. That's just, you know, this local teacher is teaching. This is freaking Diddy. I could imagine it would be very easy as a parent to go, well, of course, I mean, this is a big company. This is going to be on the up and up. What do you think those parents went through, or should they have been more cautious of letting their 10-year-old go into a situation with adults and not be so trusting?
Yeah. Of course, I'm going to say parents need to be careful. It doesn't matter if it's the family priest, the Boy Scout leader, you know, or a superstar. Michael Jackson. I mean, my God, you know, we've got story after story of people who abuse their power. And I think parents can't be blinded by celebrity, blinded by religion. You know, they've got to be alert and aware. And we've got to protect kids.
There's a lot, I can't think of many situations where an adult, a stranger adult, brings a young person in, like a 10-year-old, for anything one-on-one that needs to be one-on-one, or that needs to be super private. I mean, we see a lot of group things, like with coaching and things of that nature, where it's a group, unless somebody's going private, there's not a lot of room for bad things to happen because there's always a tension here. It seems that it's these unique situations, I know this is different. If it was anybody else, I wouldn't let my kid go with him, but it's Diddy. So, I mean, it's like reservations get pulled back a bit when you add celebrity or something that's out of the ordinary, and you can't really compare it to anything else where things like this happen and our caution kind of goes to the wind.
Yeah, and I do think people associate somebody who's a celebrity with them being a good person. And as you say, he did certain things to give that image at times, but we've got to smarten up.
Yeah, I mean, we really do. Let's talk about another allegation that has come in against Diddy Land, I will say, because this one is not specifically about Diddy. It involves another singer. This would now mark our third legal case, second if we're talking about celebrities, three if you count Diddy. We have accusations against Kanye West at Diddy's property of sexual misconduct, and we have allegations now against Chris Brown. This one did not surprise me. At all, considering his storied history with women and abuse and allegations and admissions and all of that. But yeah, we have another one that has come to light here, basically similar to Kanye West. Of he was at a Diddy party, and this is where he chose to do what he did, violating another woman at basically a Diddy party. It seems like this was kind of the safe place to do horrible things.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a certain crowd of people who were all very comfortable with, you know, victimizing other people, particularly women, kids, or people with less power than them.
You know, there's the old saying, you know, birds of a feather flock together. We're starting to see them. I mean, we're starting to see this flock emerge. And the names, I mean, if you were to, I mean, this is just my personal conjecture. And again, all these people are innocent until proven guilty. But if you were to, like, take a list of celebrities and who are in the music industry who've hung out with Diddy and you go, I wonder who might be prone to abusing women. Not really surprised by Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. I can't honestly say I'm super surprised by Kanye. That's just my own opinion, based on nothing than my own opinion of him not seeming to be very well mentally. Yeah, I mean, we're starting to see some of these come together. Do you think we're going to see, you know, other folks that are, they were to be surprised by any of the names, I guess, when they do come out of the people that have been, who are participating in this sort of stuff? Or is it going to be kind of, yeah, I'm not surprised?
It's kind of horrifying when you look at the people who have been associated with him or his various types of parties over the years. Yeah, I would not be surprised if more names come out, but who those people are, we may be surprised about.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating. We've also learned this last week about there was some requirements here to get into the Diddy party if you wanted to be a quote model, which I want to separate the two here, because there were people trafficked in to this as sex workers, knowing they were there as sex workers. There was also people that were brought in under the guise of, you're a model, you're an angel tonight, you're going around. In reality, they were expected to have sex with the guests. That's pretty much what we're learning. And there was a weigh-in as well. You had to be of a certain weight and a certain look to get into these parties. So there was plenty of people who were actually turned away. I'm sure probably upset that they didn't get into the Diddy party. I'm guessing all these years now, they might be looking back on that going, I'm glad I had that extra cheeseburger last week because that put me over the limit.
Definitely. Yeah, it's horrifying when you look at the big picture. And I'm sure people now are looking back with hindsight. And, you know, anybody who avoided trouble should be grateful.
And that's the thing. There's plenty of people who went into this knowing it was trouble, knowing that this stuff is wrong. But there, I think there was a lot of people who either went into it knowing it was wrong, but there was a level, I think, of acceptance of a certain point of, yeah, this is how this works. We have power. We have this money. The industry has always worked this way because it has. It's only in the last like 10, 15 years that we've been, maybe we should stop aiding and abetting rapists in the music industry. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we had a lot of bad people. Maybe we should do this. That being said, there was a lot of people that went to this stuff wanting to participate in it. With Diddy and this downfall like this, I'm just asking your conjecture, do you think these things are still going on? Do they just get moved to another location? Or is the industry, is this kind of celebrity music world social circle, are they scared? Are they stopping? Is this changing behavior, I guess, is my question. What do you think?
My guess is it is changing behavior. And the more that comes out, the more we see legal consequences, financial consequences. I think it will shut a lot of it down. I mean, we've always had the people who have more power, whether it's in the film industry or the music industry, exploiting people with less power. So I think there'll always be that tendency, but certainly doing it in a more cautious way and perhaps in a smaller way.
Not on such a mass scale. And I think that's how most of us thought, you know, because you know there's bad things happening with people. I think everybody kind of, well, you know, it's probably private. You know, it's not going to, like, this throw caution to the wind. Let's have these orgy parties with literally people who aren't even of age. I mean, just the amount of confidence, I guess, one had to get away with things is kind of shocking on the part of Diddy.
Yeah, definitely. And if I think we start seeing people doing jail time, that is something we can celebrate for it.
Yeah, hopefully that we start seeing that. It'll be a while before we actually get to a Diddy trial with more superseding indictments on the way. But yeah, more people continue to be named. And if true, hopefully continue to go down. It's been fascinating with Chris Brown. I want to talk about that for a minute and the psychological angle of him in general. This is a man who beat Rihanna. We saw the pictures. We've heard the stories. He's even come out and made his own admissions in his own documentary about, you know, hey, I was wrong. I was in a bad place and I want to change. Give me a second chance, blah, 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 blah. We've continued to hear allegations about Chris Brown over the years after Rihanna. We haven't had any, he has served his time for things, but, people still continue to listen to his music. People still continue to celebrate him. A lot of the big publicity of the abuse took place 15-ish years ago, give or take a little bit. A lot of the young people who listen to Chris Brown today, I mean, Chris Brown is like an older artist. He's not a new guy anymore. And they like him. They think he's great. They think, is that because of the generational gap? Is that because it didn't happen in their lifetime, or it didn't happen when they were paying attention, they were old enough to pay attention, that there just seems to be this whole other audience for Chris Brown that doesn't know his history, that are buying his tickets and listening to his music? Even though the facts are out there, they still continue to celebrate him because it wasn't in their memory bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday, but I'm much older, and yeah. I'm sure people who were just kids at that point didn't hit their radar, not paying attention to it. And it's really easy when celebrities do something. I think sometimes they're given more grace because they are so talented, or people enjoy their music or their films or whatever. It's probably more of a tendency to be kind of pushed away.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre to me that people are still listening to Chris Brown, honestly. I thought that was going to end a long, long time ago. But I heard from a mom the other day that, you know, she listened to Chris Brown when she was a teenager, and now her kids still like listening to Chris Brown, and the kids want to go to a concert. And she's kind of like, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, what? Why? Like, you know what he did to Rihanna? And they're like, huh? It's just brushed away. Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Let me go back and download some more on Spotify. It's a weird disconnect where if you weren't alive at the time, or you weren't involved or cognizant of it, it's like it didn't happen.
Yeah. And I think that's a wonderful opportunity for parents to step in and have a talk about values and have a talk about behavior. And who are these people that we're throwing money at and making them fabulously wealthy? And it's, you know, raising my kids, there was always an opportunity to talk things through. Mm-hmm. Whenever anything happened, you can talk about it. So I think that's really where parents need to go, is having those kind of conversations about who are the people that we really want to have in our lives and our minds and be making wealthy.
And it's probably a conversation as a parent, you don't necessarily really, want to have all the time, especially these hard ones, especially when you have kids who are at the age of pushing back at everything. I know mine is doing that, where it's like, everything I say is wrong. So sometimes it's like, and she's not a Chris Brown fan, but I can only imagine if she was, I'd be like, we got to examine this a little bit more. Oh, dad, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, seriously, like, take a look. Yeah. I think I could eventually get through to her, but sometimes it's like, pick your battles. This would be one I would pick. I'd be like, we got to, you know. Luckily, I've exposed her to many years of watching To Catch a Predator. So it's like, hey, you know, I think she's learned a bit, and it'll make her that much stronger. Kind of like ruin society a little bit, but hey, it is what it is.
I think that's why my kids never really use drugs. It's like, oh yeah, mom saw a brain damage guy die today and had to hospitalize another person with sepsis in his arms. And it's like, just talk about your work day and your kids absorb some of it. It's like, we don't want to do that stuff. You don't even have to direct it at them. It's like, let me just tell you my reality.
Exactly. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.